Ever heard of Renata Flores? She's an indigenous Peruvian, a teenager, but she's also an internet sensation, thanks to a video that went viral of her singing a Michael Jackson hit. Jenny Monet has our story from Peru.
Renata Flores is finding her voice, and it's kind of one she never expected. This is her singing The Animals' 1964 hit, House of the Rising Sun. Not in English or in Spanish, as you might expect from someone living in Peru, but in the language of her ancestors, Quechua. The lyrics were translated by her grandmother.
Quechua fue para un objetivo. Para que los jóvenes y niños...
Singing in Quechua has a purpose, to give a message to young people, to tell them that we need to put worth into our language, Quechua, that we don't have to feel ashamed of it, because it sounds pretty, right, in songs or in poems.
At 14 years old, Renata is only now beginning to learn Quechua, one of 47 surviving indigenous languages in Peru. It's also one of the country's oldest dialects, descended from the Inca more than 800 years ago. Next to Spanish, Quechua is Peru's second most spoken language, with an estimated 4.5 million speakers. But it's not taught in schools, and those fluent in it are mostly older people of the rural Andes, whose sons and daughters have grown up largely rejecting Quechua.
Creo que no valoran el Quechua.
I believe... Maybe they attach it to poverty, and they don't put value into it. But that's not right.
Back in August, Renata struck a chord after posting a music video on YouTube. Seems a lot of people around the world could relate to a girl going back to her roots. She sang in Quechua to Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel, set against the backdrop of ancient Inca ruins. The video has since been viewed more than a million times. At school, Renata's basically a celebrity. When I met up with her in her home city of Ayacucho in the Peruvian Andes, a group of elementary students had showered her with colorful confetti and white roses. Others held signs that read things like, Renata, you make us proud. Renata's teacher, Rudy Rojas, says a lot of the kids want to be like her, and that her singing has even led him to rethink his own indigenous identity.
Well, I'm going to be honest. When I went to the capital city, I was ashamed of the Quechua. People would ask me, oh, so your parents speak Quechua? I was like, no, I was denying it. Sometimes I feel embarrassed now for not speaking Quechua. They were rejecting of my family and the door to the past.
Peruvians have struggled for years to accept their indigenous heritage. Ethnic discrimination in the country has gotten so bad that the Ministry of Culture launched a racism hotline in 2013.
¿Alguna vez tuvimos un poco de miedo?
We thought about, okay, maybe Renata can be discriminated against.
Renata's mother, Patricia, feared for the worst for her daughter. But even so, she's been behind the Quechua campaign from the very beginning. Just last month, she and a network of family and friends threw Renata her first concert at a theater in the center of Ayacucho. It was put together in just 3 weeks, in the midst of all that social media buzz. The showstopper? Renata's performance of Falling by Alicia Keys, sung in both English and Quechua. And there was something else that stood out on stage that night. Renata's pink wool hat, known as a chuyo, with dangling ear flaps that hung down to her waist. It's a style of hat that indigenous Andeans have been wearing for centuries.
Bueno, será para revalorizar.
Yeah, it's part of this adding value to our culture. But I wanted a symbol for me that identifies with the Quechua and me.
It's a symbol of both indigenous pride and awareness, starting with a new generation in Peru. For the world, I'm Jenny Monet in Ayacucho, Peru.
Sapag po dyan ay kung